socially awkward situations here on 99.7 DJX. We're out now up to Megan.
Megan says, my boyfriend's made it really clear he's going to propose probably in the next 6 months.
Wow.
He's also mentioned his late grandmother's ring.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. I'll say yes no matter what. But that ring is god-awful.
Oh.
Do I say something now or wait until he actually proposes?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, that is not grandma's ring.
Not grandma's ring.
Not grandma's ring. Now, do you start dropping hints now that you don't like it? Or, I mean, but like in a tactful way. And what I mean by that is you're saying, you know, wow, you know, it's so great that, you know, that ring is in the family. I would want whoever gets it to be able to maybe make it their own.
Yes. Like, is the diamond in it, like, good? Then you could get it remounted and still have the sentimental value to it, but getting your own style?
Yeah. No clue if the diamond is a weird cut that you don't like. I mean, but, like, does that matter? Does the cut of a diamond really matter?
I mean, it can. I thought that I wanted a princess cut.
Yeah.
When we got engaged, and it turns out that was not super practical. Like, I almost lost a diamond several times. It got caught on things. It was scratching the babies when they were born. So I went with I switched that out and got a round stone.
That's
smoother, doesn't snag.
So do you think it's like the style of the ring that she doesn't like, or you think it's the diamond?
I mean,
I guess we're just speculating.
God-awful. Exactly. God-awful can mean lots of things.
I mean, but are you describing a ring as god-awful? Like, I don't know. Wow.
Apparently. There is nothing about it she likes, it sounds like. So, you know, maybe in that case, you get some, like, bridal magazines and open it up to a page of a really beautiful ring that you love and leave it laying around as, like, a little passive-aggressive hint.
Well, or maybe not even passive-aggressive. Maybe you're just like, hey, you know, if you're walking in a mall or in a store and you pass by a jeweler and you're like, oh, I really like that ring. That really, you know, that style of ring is me. You know?
Yes.
You kind of find examples of rings that you like. And and start showing them those, less so much like, hey, your grandma's ring sucks, and more so much, and more of, you know what, this is more my style, mm-hmm. like this is more me.
Well, and there was a diamond in the family that my husband ended up having mounted in a pendant, made a necklace out of it.
All right.
So that I could still, I wore that on our wedding day.
Well, and
the necklace, and then, you know, we had, he went and got me a new, you know, ring.
I've seen
to propose with
plenty of people wear wedding rings that are sentimental as a necklace. Like they literally put it on a chain.
Sure. And or just have the stone remounted in a pendant. Yeah. You can make something new out of it while still having the sentimental value.
I want to see this ring. I'm sure. If we saw the ring, we would be like, oh, that's not god awful.
Exactly. And everyone's got their own taste.
Yeah,
so what
right,
we think
right,
about it
right.
doesn't matter. She thinks it's god awful.
Right. Okay.
So, and it's something that, you know, hopefully you're going to wear for the rest of your life and you want to make sure that you love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe we bring the idea to, hey, you keep talking about your grandmother's ring. I really, you know, love. How about have you thought about, you know, remounting the stone into a necklace?
Yeah, we did get a message from Brittany who said, before my husband picked out my engagement ring, I sent him a list of the cuts and ranked them as my favorite.
Oh, nice.
So I've also had friends take the diamonds from a sentimental ring and put them in a new ring or setting or band or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about. But I like the idea of, like, again, kind of what I was saying, just show them the things you like and just keep barraging him with the stuff you like.
Right.
And then if he is smart, he'll pick up on the fact that,
I don't want your grandmother's ring. Don't give me your grandmother's ring.
This ring doesn't fit any of the characteristics that she has described. So.
Yeah, and maybe you could say, you know what? You know it would be fun this weekend, babe? You know what would be fun? Like, I've just never really considered what I think my style is. Let's go try on some rings and see what my style is.
Yeah. You know what would be fun is we take your grandma's ring and we throw it away. You know what? That would be so fun.
That
would be so fun.
You don't say that.
All right, Megan, I think we've given you a lot of ammo, all right? lot of ways to approach it to maybe keep your potential fiance, you know, happy and keep that ring in the family and all that
stuff. Yeah, I think it's sweet. He wants the sentimental value of grandma's ring, but let's maybe figure out a way to repurpose grandma's ring to still keep the memory there and still have something that fits you better.
All right, there you go. Bing, bop, boom, bop, bam, bop, bam. Got them
vending
all done.
Vending machine advice,
there
done.
There we are. Yes, the vending machine advice done. There you go. Hopefully that all works out for you. Thank you.